From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Paula Poundstone, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Beth Elsie in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, how are things in Charleston?
They're wonderful.
I'm told that it is a lovely and beautiful old town, and I've never been lucky enough to go.
It's very polite, too.
It is. Is
that rated as the number one polite city.
Really?
Yes.
How does that play out in the course of your day? What's the advantage of living in the most polite
city? I don't see too much of it myself.
Really? Beth, it's nice to have you with us. You're going
to
play.
Glad to be here. I love your show.
Well, thank you so much, Beth. Now you're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Beth's topic?
We think you should go for a ride in the tank, Governor Dukakis. It'll make you look manly.
Needless to say, whoever advised Mike Dukakis to do that during the 1988 presidential campaign was tragically incorrect. We were reminded of that famous photo when we saw another similar picture this week. A politician being photographed in a compromising position. Each of our panelists is going to tell you about an embarrassing snapshot. Only one of them, of course, is real. Pick that real story, win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes.
First up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
It may be that Israeli Defense Minister Amir Peretz watched military maneuvers through his lens cap covered binoculars in order to rely more heavily on his sense of smell and hearing. If so, he had better mount that argument soon, because otherwise it looks very much like in a photograph Peretz was inspecting Israeli troops in the Golan Heights near the Syria border and gazed through the lens-capped binoculars three times, nodding as the Army's chief of staff explained what he was looking at. He could say that a real leader feels their troops and doesn't need to see them, but he'd better say it soon.
So, an Israeli defense minister looks through binoculars that he can't see through because he left the lens cap on. Your next story of a politician who got caught on camera comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Preston Reedy, mayor of Petaluma, California, was elected in November as, if nothing else, a fresh face. Maybe too fresh for those quarters in which his campaign slogan, Preston Reedy, yes indeedy, was derided. But no one could fault the spring in his step or his propensity for high-spirited interaction with young children, his own and pretty much anybody else's who crossed his path. While strolling with aides through a brand-new city park this week, Reedy came upon some small girls skipping rope. In a twinkling, he had joined their game. In another twinkling, he had tripped on the rope and fallen flat on his face. There were no video cameras about, but someone did get a still picture of the immediate aftermath. Reedy, bleeding copiously from the nose and seeming to glare rancorously at the moppet nearest him, who happened to have her fists balled up, giving the impression that she had punched the mayor out. The photo's caption in the Petaluma Rocket and Alternative Weekly was, Preston Reedy, pissed and bleedy.
A picture of a California mayor making him look like he just got kicked around by a little girl. Your last story of a political blunder, the Alan Fund way, comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Germany's Angela Merkel is the last person you'd expect to have a wardrobe malfunction, especially after paparazzi caught her naked derriere while on vacation last year. But the normally modest chancellor once again found herself on the wrong end of a camera when she agreed to wear German designer Escada's dress this week during Italy's Fashion Week. To boost Germany's profile in the fashion world, Merkel hosted an exclusive dinner in Milan for top editors and designers. She was decked out in a low-cut navy silk chiffon ball gown, which generated rave reviews, until the French ambassador stepped on the train, causing Merkel to jerk back and reveal both her national assets. The flash lasted only a second, but that was enough for photographers to snap her frantically trying to cover her chest. According to Carla Langerfeld, Merkel laughed it off, saying, "To think, I was worried about the high heels."
One of these pictures was in the news this week. Was it a photograph of the Israeli defense minister trying to review the troops with binoculars with the lens caps still on? Was it a picture of the mayor of Petaluma, California, lying on the ground, bloodied and bowed at the foot of a little girl? Or, from Roxanne Roberts, a picture of Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, having a wardrobe malfunction? Which of these is the real picture in the week's news?
Well, I happen to see the one on TV that I think is correct, and it was Paula Poundstone's story about the Israeli prime minister with the lens cap still on the binoculars.
Your choice is Paula's story of the Israeli defense minister. Well, we spoke to somebody intimately familiar with this error.
It's a great picture that does manage to capture much of the blindness of Israeli leadership nowadays. It definitely isn't the best way to look official and military-like.
That was Yaakov Yadgar, visiting professor in Israeli studies at Rutgers University, talking about Israel's defense minister's binoculars. Congratulations, Beth. You got it right. Well done. Of course, you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine, as well as earning a point for Paula, just because she told the truth in a convincing way. Thank you so much.
I'm excited. I love playing the game.
Well, thank you. It was great to have you play it.
Thanks,
You're
Beth.
My favorite show on radio.
Well, thank you so much.